So I need to do a video. I mean, an audio video slash audio on narcissists are people too. I don't know if I'll have time. I gotta take care of something, but you know, sometimes it takes a lot of stuff to break you down to the end of yourself, right? Took a while to break me. It took a while for God to break me. You know, even though I was looking for the truth my whole life, I was still. The only reason that Jezebel got in my world is because I was fighting with Jezebel, trying to tame Jezebel. But you can't tame Jezebel. Only God can tame Jezebel. Jezebel will destroy herself. But anyway, I probably had, and I think everybody does, to be honest, the more I think about it, and especially when you're younger, it's all about you. We all have had narcissistic tendencies. I never was malicious to anybody. I wanted people to do right. But when it comes to it's the narcissist part where it's all about me, or, you know, not really about me, but you don't really pay attention to other things going on around you and what other people might be going through or whatever. I don't know if I have time to do this. Let me see. So yeah, everybody has some narcissistic tendencies because you're born in the flesh, and the flesh mind is nothing but self. Spell it backwards. H is eternity, eternal selfishness. H-S-E-L-F, that's the flesh mind, eternally selfish. So as you grow, and especially if you're not saved, an unsaved person has no ability to walk in the spirit mind. I want you to really think about this. An unsaved person has no ability to walk in the spirit mind. They can only walk in the flesh. And this is why the people who are religious but lost, who have all these legalistic rules on them, who think they're saved, but they're really not, that's why they're under legalism, and they want to put you in legalism, and that's why they always have a sour face. They're not happy. They have no joy. So the flesh mind is the enemy. You are your worst enemy, really. So, as you get saved, and then you have the Spirit of Christ, then you have to renew your mind. So, even if you're saved, you still have some narcissistic tendencies that you've got to break. It's a program. Think about it. If you didn't have the Spirit of Truth, you weren't born again, you didn't have the Holy Spirit, what are you running on? You can only run on a program that was given to you as a child. So you first run on your program of your family, right? Your bloodline program. And then, as you go to school, society, whatever, you start to get some societal, watch TV, whatever, you get some culture programming. So you're running on your bloodline and your culture program, and also on your own ways that you're starting to develop, right? So as you run on these programs, you get real good at them, right? So the narcissist gets real good at survival down here, survival of the fittest, right? Dog eat dog world. Doggy dog world. Dog eat dog world. And so they learn how to survive with their manipulation, their witchcraft, their Jezebel, their gaslighting, their future faking. They learn how to survive down here until they get saved. And then we're surviving down here, and we get saved, and we have to slowly peel off the onion layers of the old flesh mind. And so it's only by the grace of God that people even understand walking in the Spirit. the spirit mind, the spirit walk, because most people in most churches don't even know what. I never heard a preacher preach on it. And the ones who did mention it, they didn't really spend much time on it. And they didn't really explain it right. The spirit walk is just walking by faith, trusting God. You walk in love and you walk in truth. Not rule-based living. It's a transformation. It's looking at life from the eternal instead of inside time. You're looking at life. Your body's not your own. You've been bought with a price. You know, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. You can't work those things up in your own power. You can only pray to God and say, Lord, I need help, you know. I can't overcome this. I need your help. And then when you change your thinking and flip your thinking, it becomes easy because you realize that other way of thinking is not even real. It's fake reality. It's not real. So if you're a saved person and you fall in love with an unsaved or a religious but lost and you expect them to change and be what you need in a marriage or whatever, it ain't going to happen. Until they get born again, they're selfish. It's all about self. I don't care who it is. And if they haven't done the inner work, they're not going to grow. And so they're going to, even though they're saved, they're going to stay in a narcissistic flesh mind type mindset. So narcissists are people too. We've all had those traits, and we all have some of those traits, even as we're matured, because the devil will find, he knows your weakness. He's been watching you, and he's been watching people like you for thousands of years, not millions of years, only 7,000 years, 6,000 years. The devil's been watching people like you for 6,000 years. And not just you, but these demons. I mean, I don't know how they take notes, but I'm sure they can take notes, mental notes, and store it somewhere. That's something to think about. Where's the storage? This is really something new that I never thought about till just now. We have memories, right? The angels have memories because you see them communicate, and the only way you can communicate is you remember the language. You remember the verbiage. So where do the demons store their memories, you know? That's a good question. I never even considered that question. Where do the demons and the devil store memories? Is it on earth? Is it encoded somewhere in the earth? Is that why Hollywood's making all these movies? They're actually making movies about you and storing memories in the movies. That's actually a movie about you as a saint. The books were written. The Bible was written these things were written for your admonition. The 1 Corinthians 10 or 2 Corinthians 10 says that the things were written for your admonition, right? So it's recorded in books, it's recorded in audio. Where is it at? Where is it recorded in the spirit realm? Is the earth plane really just a spirit plane, but we only see it as the natural plane because we're natural creatures? Is it really spiritual? Is it stored? Is everything spiritual, but you can only see the natural because that's what you have as a natural body? Is everything spiritual and stored in a spiritual database or a spiritual book? And the only reason you recognize the earth as a natural realm is because you're still natural. Do the angels see the earth plane as spirit? Can they shape shift and come down here and see the natural? They can do that and look natural. Can they? I guess they can see it, but they can speak a word in the spirit and disable somebody in a split second, you know. Make somebody blind. If the angels can speak something and they go blind, that's a supernatural supernatural power. So the only reason you see the earth plane in the natural, because you're natural. If you shift into the spirit, you have no need for the natural. The natural is just a type and shadow of a spiritual truth. Anyway, this is getting off track. But anyway, some narcissists are malicious narcissists, and some are people are trying to find the truth and trying to do good in their heart, you know. But some people have chose the dark side. And so I didn't really get to what I wanted to get to, because I'm in the middle of something. But narcissists are people too, because we've all been narcissistic in the old Adamic nature. I'm not saying what they're doing is right. Don't get me wrong. The ones who stay in it and choose it and have become malicious narcissists who enjoy the doing evil to other people, I'm not saying it's right at all. But I'm saying, thank God that you got out of it if you were in it. Praise God. Hallelujah.